News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, time for Mobile Mornings Friday style. 45 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this second day of spring.
TGIF.
Yes. Thank God it is Friday. And since it's Friday and since it's a weekday, we've got everything you need to get your day started. We've got the news with Kelly. I've got your sports news, also weather with Dr. Bill. But we'll start it off this morning with Kane and our traffic update right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in our accident-free condition so far. Quiet as you're coming in from the Eastern Shore. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays, and a good ride across the bayway to the tunnels. If you're traveling for the 1065 split heading northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-ME-TOWED, and you can see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
607 FM Talk 106.5. It is Friday. A lot to get into this weekend around here. I know we got the Festival of Flowers, the Azalea Trail Run. They're racing at the Mobile International Speedway. Just all kinds of things on this first weekend of spring. So hope you got stuff to do this weekend. Hopefully Dr. Bill gives us a good forecast so that there's no weather worries going into the weekend.
Do you ever talk about things like the Azalea Trail Run and you feel so motivated to do something, but you end up just cheering people on?
Oh, all the time. Funny you ask. Yes, right? That's all the time.
And you know what? I salute runners. They are something.
Uh-huh.
Because I would only run if there were a monster chasing my children
well,
and my husband.
You know, they've got the 10K, they've got the 5K, and then they've got the 2K, fun, run, and walk. And
how about the no-K?
The no-K. Yeah. I'm okay with the no-K.
There's something, though. And I always talk, when I talk to runners, I ask them, what do you think about when you're running? They're like, oh, it clears my mind. I would just think my knee is going to pop out.
Yes. Yes. As former athletes all have to worry about the knees. And, you know, I've always aspired to be, you know, I keep getting into different health trends and stuff like that. And running is one of the things that I've always wanted to get into. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be one of those people that just runs 5-10 miles a day because I've heard that. I've heard that it clears your mind. It's like meditation while you're getting the exercise in. Yeah. The problem is you've got to get to the point where you can clear your mind instead of going, out, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. So once I make it past that part of the run training, then I think I would enjoy it.
I mean, I'm a former athlete, too, and running has just never been my thing. I can do my rollerblading. You know, you can even do... Even treadmill movement is so different than pounding the pavement. So I'm sure those runners will, they'll do great things.
Yep, for sure. Things. And it's all downtown streets of Mobile, so that ought to be a really good time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you'll find me, unless it's something fun like that, you'll find me either on the bike or on the weights. That's about as far as I'll go.
What about the Wii?
The Wii, that used to be a good workout.
Yes.
Man, when I was a kid, we had the Wii board where you'd stand on it. It had
Big. Do you know the movie Big? Are you familiar with
it? No, I haven't seen the movie Big. Oh, I'm familiar, but I have not
Tom
seen
Tom Hanks was dancing?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll discuss later.
We'll have to watch that after the morning show. All right, 610 on FM Talk 106.5. It is time to check the news headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, my friend. Good morning, everyone. 610 on your Friday morning. This morning, we begin in Montgomery as the Alabama Senate has approved a bill to abolish judge-signed marriage licenses. The issue, you ask? Well, the probate judges who continue to object to giving marriage licenses to same-sex couples. On Thursday, senators approved the bill on a 26-0 vote, so that bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. So under the bill, soon-to-be married couples, well, they would receive a form from their local courthouse to get married, but that form would not be called a license. So it's 3 years after that Supreme Court ruling, and at least 8 Alabama counties still will not issue marriage licenses. Republican Senator Greg Albatron of Range, he has worked on this bill for several years. He says he's trying to reach a compromise so marriage licenses can be issued in all counties. His bill has passed in the Senate in previous years, but it's died in the House. He says he remains optimistic about it passing this year. All right, the number, $600 million. Dalton, does that sound interesting to you?
Of course.
What if I say $600 million to you, what's your first thought?
M&M's.
No. Second thought.
Money.
No.
Oh.
600 million Facebook users are.
I was way off then.
Very.
I thought we were talking Powerball.
No. I knew you were. That's why I did that. 600 million users, Facebook users. You need to know about this headline. I want you to keep that in mind because Facebook has announced that they stored millions of our passwords in plain text for years. All right? So the social media giant, okay, they're admitting they did this. This came to light after a security researcher posted about the issue online. Here's what Facebook had to say. Security Rule 101 dictates that under no circumstances, passwords should be stored in plain text and at all times must be encrypted. Okay? This is from a cybersecurity expert. There is no valid reason why anyone in an organization, especially the size of Facebook, needs to have access to our passwords in plain text. So that's what the cybersecurity expert had to say. Now, Facebook, they says that there's no evidence that their employees abused any of the access to this data, but thousands of employees could have. They could have. Company says that the passwords were stored on internal company servers that no outsider could access. But think about that. Think about that. 600 million Facebook users may have had their passwords stored in plain text. So Facebook, what they're doing now, if you receive a notification, they're notifying hundreds of millions of Facebook users and Instagram, because that's tied together.
Mm-hmm.
So just be mindful of that that alert when you get it. Facebook has been having woes, haven't they? Really impacted because so many of us use it, and you don't think about it. But then when you think that your data could be compromised, your direct messages could be seen, just keep all of that in mind. Just wanted to give you an update. And they're talking about it at the national level, so when you hear that, you kind of understand the foundation of the conversation. So just, you can't say protect your passwords because Facebook might post it in plain text. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yep, time to change the passwords again. And reminder, don't make your passwords the same. For instance, if you've got a PayPal account or banking account, don't have that the same password as something else. Because
that's Digital 101 from Dalton.
Yep. And I've gotten, my Amazon's been hacked before. And somebody ordered a $2,000 iPad.
What?
And sent it to some no-name town, literally. They made up the name of a town in Alabama and had it sent there. Luckily, I got the email and had it canceled beforehand. But, yeah, you got to protect the passwords at all costs. 614 now on FM Talk 106.5. 45 degrees outside of our studios. Coming up, we've got WKRG News, and I've got your sports right after that.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide today whether an illegal immigrant charged with vehicular homicide should be granted a bond. Domingo Marcus Diego is 16 years old. Investigators say he was driving on Highway 98 Monday morning when he crashed head-on into Sonia Jones. Diego tried to run from the scene, according to police, but collapsed and was arrested. Jones was a beloved teacher at Living Word Christian Center at Kingdom Academy.
It was just really devastating. It was shocking.
Two Northwest Florida lawmakers will unveil a new specialty license plate honoring the Navy's Blue Angels. The plate will need legislative approval before it's offered to Florida drivers. An announcement is scheduled for 11 this morning at the National Museum of Naval Aviation. It appears Alabama's Avery Johnson has coached his last game at the school. AL.com reports the two sides are negotiating a buyout that would end Johnson's tenure in Tuscaloosa. Wednesday, the Crimson Tide lost to Norfolk State at home in the first round of the NIT. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Three upsets on the first day of March Madness. Avery Johnson out at Alabama, and Ichiro says goodbye. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. March Madness officially began yesterday with all four SEC teams that took the court winning their first round games. Auburn escaped a round one upset from 12 seed New Mexico State, with the Tigers winning 78-77 to move into the second round. Down by 2 points, New Mexico State missed a three-pointer with 1 second remaining, but Auburn's Bryce Brown was called for a foul. The Aggies' Terrell Brown only made one of the three free throw attempts, but the ball went out of bounds off of Auburn. So with 1 second left, New Mexico State missed another three-pointer, and Auburn escaped with the win. They'll take on number 4 seed Kansas tomorrow night at 8:50. That's around when they'll tip off. That's after the Jayhawks beat number 13 seed Northeastern 87-53. In other SEC first-round games, number 3 seed LSU survived a late rally from 14 seed Yale to win 79-74. 10th-seeded Florida beat 7th-seeded Nevada 70-61. 2-seed Kentucky easily dispatched 15-seed Abilene Christian 79-44. Richard Pitino's 10th-seeded Minnesota upset his father's former team, number 7-seed Louisville 86-76. 12th-seeded Murray State crushed 5-seed Marquette 83-64. Top 5 NBA draft prospect Ja Morant had a triple-double with 17 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds. And former Fairhope Pirate Tevin Brown hit 5 three-pointers and led the Racers with 19 points. Today, the action gets started at 11:15 this morning when number 7 seed Cincinnati plays 10 seed Iowa. 3 SEC teams will be in action. 8 seed Ole Miss takes on number 9 seed Oklahoma at 11:40 this morning. The Rebels are favored by 1 point. Number 2 seed Tennessee will play 15 seed Colgate at 1:45 this afternoon. Vols are favored by 17.5 points. And number 5 seed Mississippi State will play number 12 seed Liberty at 6:30 tonight. And the Bulldogs are favored by 6.5 points. Avery Johnson is out at Alabama. AL.com reported last night that the Tide men's basketball coach and the university are negotiating a buyout for Johnson's contract and will be parting ways. Alabama's season ended with an 18-16 record on Wednesday night in a first-round NIT loss to Norfolk State. Johnson had a 75-62 record and one NCAA tournament appearance in 4 seasons with the Tide. In baseball news, the Oakland Athletics and Seattle Mariners started the MLB regular season with a 2-game series in Tokyo, Japan. Seattle won both games, and yesterday, Mariners outfielder Ichiro Suzuki played in the 2,653rd and final game of his MLB career. Ichiro was pulled in the 8th inning and left the field for the final time to a lengthy standing ovation from fans and teammates in his home country. The 45-year-old future Hall of Famer ends his career as the active hits leader and just one of 4 MLB players to tally at least 3,000 hits and win at least 10 gold gloves. He's also one of just 7 players to have 3,000 hits and 500 stolen bases. All-star first baseman Paul Goldschmidt and the St. Louis Cardinals are finalizing a 5-year extension for $130 million that will keep the 31-year-old with St. Louis through the 2024 season. The Cardinals acquired Goldschmidt in a trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks back on December the 8th. The six-time All-Star won 4 Silver Slugger Awards and 3 Gold Gloves in his 8 seasons with the Diamondbacks and spent 103 games with the Mobile Bay Bears back in 2011. Goldschmidt had a .306 batting average, 30 home runs, and 94 RBIs that year and was named the Southern League MVP. In NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens re-signed backup quarterback Robert Griffin III to a 2-year contract, and the Indianapolis Colts signed veteran outside linebacker Justin Houston to a 2-year, $24 million deal. On the PGA Tour, Joel Dahman and Sepp Straka are tied for the lead at 5-under par after round one in the Valspar Championship in Palm Harbor, Florida. Luke Donald, Kevin Kisner, and Russell Knox are tied for second, one shot behind the leaders. And if you're looking for something fun to get into this weekend, head on over to the Mobile International Speedway for the Bandit Big Rig Series race. Watch Big Rigs race the half-mile track at speeds up to 100 miles an hour. The racing starts at 7 o'clock, but the fun with pre-race activities begins at 10 a.m. They'll have an 18-wheeler truck show, and the driver meet and greet comes up at 5 p.m. Kids 8 and under get in free with a paying adult. You can find out more at banditseries.com. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's Spring Sale, featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere. And with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe. Be legal. Be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore. Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start to our Friday morning so far as you're traveling downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. From Theodore and Tillman's Corner, quiet so far. Northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Mobile Police Department also checking in with no wrecks in the road. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:24 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Well, Dalton, thank you very much. Good Friday morning, everyone. If you're just waking up, sad news to report as U.S. forces say 2 American service members have been killed during an operation in Afghanistan. This headline coming to us from the Associated Press, where it says the U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission says these Americans were killed while conducting an operation today. In accordance with the U.S. Department of Defense policy, the names of the service members killed in action, which is KIA, they are now being withheld until after notification of next of kin. There are about 14,000 U.S. forces in Afghanistan. supporting the Afghan forces as they struggle with a resurgent Taliban who now hold tons of power over almost half the country. So this is a developing story, but what you need to know is that we have lost two American service members. Right now, they're not confirming which armed forces these Americans are with, but just keep their families in your thoughts and prayers. So that's breaking news happening overnight. We've talked about the discussion to build or not to build when it comes to the wall. Earlier this week, I told you how you would maybe have a chance to send a portion of your tax donations to help build the wall. Of course, you know the wall I'm talking about, the border wall. That's the one President Trump pledged to put up when he was running to be the next commander-in-chief. So early this week, I told you you could go and check a box, because you know it's tax time, Dalton, and your tax donation could go toward that wall thanks to Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. So that line could soon be added to the Alabama state income tax forms, and it would enable you to give to the We Build the Wall Incorporated. That's a private organization started by an Air Force vet. Told you about that earlier this week. Well, here's your update. On Thursday, senators approved the bill. Did you know? If you didn't, now I'm telling you. They approved the bill 23-6, which would allow you to check a box on your state income tax form and donate to that wall. And here's a quote. I think it's a way for Alabamians to say to the president and to the nation that we think strong border security is important. We want to promote that. We want Washington to build that wall. That quote coming from Republican Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. He sponsored the proposal, and keep in the back of your mind, he's also considering maybe a run for U.S. Senate in 2020. So what happens next? The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. Not sure if you're aware, but the state of Alabama currently allows you to donate to roughly 18 different groups when you do your taxes. So, you can pick to give to maybe cancer research or organ donation, and there's an awareness program for that. So there's a new option that you could see on your income tax forms. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 627 now, FM Talk 106.5. And, the pet store Petco, they've got the rule that anything that comes in on a leash, you're allowed to bring into their stores. Yes. And one person in Texas really tested that with a 1,600-pound longhorn named Oliver. That's Aww. His pet. It's a steer. What was it? An African Watusi steer. And he took it through Petco thinking that they would not allow him to have his 1,600-pound longhorn in the store, but he couldn't have been more wrong. Petco was like, come on in, bring him in.
And he fit through the doors.
He fit through the doors, believe it or not. Talking with Dr. Bill when we come back. This is FM Talk 106.5's Mobile Mornings.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Neighbors in one Navarre neighborhood are rallying around a military family who lost everything in a house fire. The fire started in the garage and quickly spread through the home on El Paso Drive. A woman and her son escaped that fire safely, but her husband is in the Air Force and currently deployed in Afghanistan. A Facebook fundraiser has raised about $8,000 for the family. You can find a link to that fundraiser on WKRG.com. The Baldwin County Board of Education has reached an agreement with the newly formed Gulf Shores City School District. Last month, Baldwin County was ordered by state school officials to pay the new school district $7 million as they split from the county. In the new agreement, Baldwin County will pay Gulf Shores $3 million for maintenance costs. Police are looking for a man they say robbed the Wood Forest Bank inside the Walmart on I-65 Service Road in Mobile. The suspect is a black man with a bald head. He was wearing a gray sweatshirt and glasses. Surveillance pictures outside the Walmart show a car police say may belong to the suspect. It's a late model Dodge Charger. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk106.5.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Two American service members have been killed during an unspecified operation in Afghanistan, and correspondent Ryan Brown tells us this may complicate talks about the future of U.S. troops there.
The U.S. Trump administration has considered drawing down the 14,000 U.S. troops currently in Afghanistan, has considered drawing them down as these talks proceed.
The American troops are supporting the fight against the Taliban. U.S. command hasn't released the location of the combat, the names of the dead soldiers, or who they were fighting. The European Union agreed last night to extend the deadline for Britain's exit, allowing more time for Prime Minister May to get an exit deal passed by Parliament. Arkansas-based Tyson Foods is recalling more than 69,000 pounds of frozen ready-to-eat chicken strips because they may be contaminated with pieces of metal. They have the notation P7221 on the packages. Stock futures are showing losses across the boards ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow off 116, the S&P down 13. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Indonesia's national carrier Garuda has told Boeing it will cancel a multi-billion dollar order for 49 Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets after the model was involved in two fatal crashes. The move could spark more cancellations from other major carriers. Garuda says its passengers have lost trust and no longer have confidence in the plane. Garuda had already received one of the planes, part of a 50 aircraft order worth $4.9 billion at list prices when it was announced in 2014. The U.S. didn't import any crude oil from Venezuela last week, the first time ever since the Energy Information Administration began tracking weekly U.S. crude oil imports. According to data dating back to 1973, the U.S. has never skipped a month without importing crude oil from Venezuela. The U.S. imposed sweeping sanctions on Venezuela's oil industry and state oil firm at the end of January to cut a cash lifeline for Nicolas Maduro and his regime. That's Your Money Now.
Easy-to-clean laminate floors make spring cleaning a breeze. At Lumber Liquidators, make it even easier with our best price guarantee. Right now, get our best-selling Woodlook laminate floors on sale up to 33% off. You can even get water-resistant laminate starting at just $1.99. Or easy-to-clean waterproof flooring up to 20% off. And let our professional installation contractors do the work for you. Special financing makes it easy to start your project today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
I get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's your chance to indulge in all that is chocolate. It's the 11th annual Mobile Chocolate Festival, Saturday, March 30th, 10 to 4 at The Grounds, 1035 Cody Road North, Tour Chocolate Bliss Lane. Enjoy the unique competition of Project Yumway. Enter the Chocolate Challenge and consider becoming a sponsor of this wonderful event. Find out what the excitement is all about at MobileChocolateFestival.org. Proceeds go to Penelope House.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in with you, and we're joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Dr. Bill. What say you?
Oh, it is Friday. Yes.
45 degrees right now outside of our studios. I know it's going to warm up, but please tell me you have a good weekend on tap for us.
Got a good weekend on tap.
That's what I want to hear.
We actually get down to 42 degrees earlier, so very chilly along the Gulf Coast. And in fact, we got quite a temperature range this morning down along Dolphin Island. It's in the 50s. And up at the northern end of Mobile County at Mount Vernon, it was down to 36 this morning.
Wow.
So a big range in temperature across the county. We're for a nice day today. It's going to warm up into the low 70s this afternoon. We should have plenty of sunshine and just a light wind out of the north. Tonight, with clear skies, we'll cool down again, and looks like into the mid-40s, some areas in the low 40s tomorrow morning. And then for the weekend, looks really good. Sunny skies and 75 for Saturday, and then on Sunday, mostly sunny, and again, up around 75 degrees. Now, after that, the storm system will be moving out of the Great Plains. A cold front will sweep into our area on Monday. And it'll be partly cloudy with a few showers developing, maybe a thunderstorm or two. It'll be around 75 degrees on Monday. Then cooler air comes in for Tuesday and Wednesday with sunshine, and temperatures in the afternoon will be in the upper 60s. So outside of Monday, the weather looks really good all the way through Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear, Dr. Bill. Can get outside on the first weekend of spring and get some cleaning done or have some fun at the park or wherever you might go. Remind me, and I don't want to be the bad news bear this morning, but right now we're not in hurricane season. When does hurricane season begin? Because I need to start preparing.
Yeah, we're getting close. Officially, it's June 1st and covers a six-month period from June 1st to November 30th. Mother Nature doesn't always keep the storms within that six-month stretch. It's possible that you could see something a little earlier than that, and also a little later than the November 30th date. But most of it is in that six-month period.
And, Dr. Bill, we have many friends in town visiting for spring break, of course. What do they need to know when it comes to, beach, weather, surf, any advice you want to pass along their way?
Really, it looks good because with a light wind, there shouldn't be any problem with the surf. There'll be plenty of sunshine down the coast. It'll actually be maybe 2 or 3 degrees, maybe even up to 5 degrees, a little bit cooler along the beach because the water's kind of cool. But otherwise, looks really good.
That's nice to hear. And if folks want to get out and pick up the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, still available, where can they go, Dr. Bill?
Yeah, your best locations right now to pick up copies here in the Mobile area would be West Marine and also at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate, and Autocraft Collision Centers also in Baldwin County. Remember, those almanacs are free. A lot of information, particularly if you're getting outside doing fishing and boating, and or just interested in weather facts and information.
All right. We'll check back in with you soon, and go ahead and get the machine ready. We're ready to hear that weekend weather scale coming up in the next hour.
I will be ready with some good results, I think.
Ooh, all right. What a tease there from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 6:39 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we've got news with Kelly right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department wrapping up an accident at West Road at Cottage Hill Road. That's just west of Knollwood. State troopers on the scene of an accident at Seminole Road just south of County Road 61, the Perdido area. It's in Baldwin County, a car versus a hog. Also, another accident, Sharpless and Lot. That's involving three vehicles. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. See them at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
Well, it just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
.641 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and congratulations again to Doug Bailey. Yesterday, we finally, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing drew the name out of the hat, and Doug Bailey won the awesome prize. And actually, it was a giving prize, because everyone that entered into the contest to win this Fishing Adventures raffle donated to the fund for fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. And Doug Bailey, his name was drawn yesterday, so he ended up winning a professionally guided fishing trip with Captain Bobby Abrascato, got a custom-built fishing rod, a fully stocked tackle box, also a gift certificate to Ed's Seafood Shed. So pretty cool gift that Doug Bailey came through, but even cooler gift that Doug and so many that entered the contest gave just by donating to the family of Officer Sean Tudor. So really cool. We awarded that yesterday during the fishing report, which is every Thursday morning at around 7:50 in the morning, thanks to Captain Bobby Abrascato and everybody who put into that contest for putting that on.
Not only is Captain Bobby such a giving-hearted person, you know, such a good person, but our listeners who were able to donate, and if you think about it, everyone wins when it comes to being able to donate to this family. And if you're new to town, or maybe you kind of think, well, I kind of forget what Officer Tudor looks like, you actually can go by the Mobile Police Department, the headquarters, you know, up the street on Government Street, and there's a picture outside and a memorial set up right there as you pull into the parking lot. It's moving. It is very touching. So his brothers and sisters in uniform are making sure he's never forgotten.
And although it's too late to win the contest, you still can donate to that memorial fund. We still have the link up on our Facebook page, but if you'd rather go directly to the website, it's mobilepd.org, and there are links there to get to the memorial fund. You donate through there. Completely safe. It's going directly through the police department, so you're not going through any third parties or anything like that, but you can still donate. I checked just now, and they still have the page up on their website. So.
And we have the law enforcement foundation where you can give, because many times police officers are not allowed to ask for things. You would be so surprised to understand how they can't ask for the most simple of items. But the foundation allows for us to raise money to support our men and women in blue. Yeah. So it's a big deal.
And the locals here certainly do love supporting our law enforcement. So great job, everybody out there that entered the contest, and great job to everybody who gave just to give, which I know so many of you did. 6:43 right now on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the headlines for this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, I'm talking. This is my medical 101 headline.
Okay.
Here. Okay, so we're talking medicinal marijuana and a recall impacting babies. I know which one you're going to pay attention to more. I already know.
The babies.
Speaking of which, baby update?
Yes, she's 5 weeks old.
Oh, yay.
She's very stinky and very screamy.
Oh, yes.
So I know no one out there who's had a child can identify with me right now that she doesn't sleep much, and when she isn't sleeping, she's making something, making a present for me.
Oh, she's cooking in the kitchen?
She is cooking in the kitchen.
Well, Dad, she's telling you that her lungs work A-okay.
Yep, no doubt about that.
All right, so TGIF at 6:44, in case you missed it. Medicinal marijuana back in the news, especially a major headline here in Alabama. State Representative Mike Ball, he is a Republican from Huntsville. He is also a former ABI agent. On Wednesday, he introduced House Bill 243, which would legalize medicinal marijuana here in Alabama. So if that name sounds sounds familiar to you, State Rep Ball is the same lawmaker who sponsored bills, which became Lenny's Law and Carly's Law for CBD oil use. So his goal is to extend both of those laws. Carly's Law passed in 2014, and that authorized a UAB study on the CBD oil to help treat seizure disorders. That law expires coming up July 1st, 2019. The bill would extend Carly's Law until January 1st, 2021. So that law would create an exemption from the crime of marijuana possession for people with medical conditions who qualify for a valid medical cannabis card for their medicinal use of cannabis or marijuana. State Rep Ball says, we want to give doctors latitude on this. Back in 2016, Alabama passed Lenny's Law that allowed patients who suffer from seizure disorders or other debilitating medical conditions to use a product that comes from the marijuana plant. HB 243 also revises Lenny's Law and authorizes those over the age of 19 diagnosed with a qualifying condition to obtain a medical cannabis card, which once again would authorize them to use cannabis for medicinal purposes. So this bill would establish what would be known as the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. And it will require the commission to establish and administer a patient registry system that registers patients with those qualifying medical conditions that I keep mentioning to you. The commission would use those medical cannabis cards and licenses for cultivation, processing, transportation, manufacturing, and sale of cannabis in our state. And get this. This is a bipartisan bill, Dalton.
And getting along.
Right. Can you? It must be Friday.
Must be.
Everybody's in a good mood. This is a bipartisan bill and has 20 other co-sponsors. This is a popular one. That's why I'm bringing you this headline on this Friday. And if you have a baby in the house, this recall may impact you as a popular brand of infant cough syrup is being recalled due to bacteria contaminating the medicine. Kingston Pharma issued the recall on Wednesday. This is for the 2 fluid-ounce bottles of DG Health Naturals Baby Cough Syrup and Mucus. That's hard to listen to while you're probably eating breakfast. I'm sorry I didn't give you the warning, but here's the deal. That bacteria can cause vomiting and diarrhea. U.S. FDA says that 1 in 10 bottles showed low levels of the bacteria. 2 in 10 bottles showed low levels of a separate bacteria. Most often, these illnesses from the bacteria are mild and self-limiting, although more serious and even lethal cases have occurred. So, individuals at risk for more severe reactions include infants, young children, and others with weakened immune systems. Good news, no illnesses have been reported to date in connection to this recall, but if you have that medicine, you purchased it at Dollar General, it should have an expiration date of 11/20, okay? 11/20. If you have it, go ahead and take it back to the store. They will give you a full refund. If you have questions, call 1-844-724-7347. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 648 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with sports. Auburn nearly upset on day one of March Madness, and Avery Johnson out at Alabama.
This weekend, don't miss the Festival of Flowers at the Providence Hospital campus featuring the Dutch Gardens, a canal, working water wheel, and Dutch windmill. Dutch Gardens featuring artist Brent Smith, free garden and home seminars, Bellingrath Gardens tulip accented spectacular display, Gardener's Galleria, and vendor marketplace, plus Sunday is Family Fun Day. The Festival of Flowers benefiting Providence Hospital's cardiac care unit and sponsored by Providence Hospital Foundation and Wells Fargo. Tickets, call 251-539-2050 or online festivaloflowers.com.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCap.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide today whether an illegal immigrant charged with vehicular homicide should be granted a bond. Domingo Marcus Diego is 16 years old. Investigators say he was driving on Highway 98 Monday morning when he crashed head-on into Sonia Jones. Diego tried to run from the scene, according to police, but collapsed and was arrested. Jones was a beloved teacher at Living Word Christian Center at Kingdom Academy.
It was just really devastating. It was shocking.
Two Northwest Florida lawmakers will unveil a new specialty license plate honoring the Navy's Blue Angels. The plate will need legislative approval before it's offered to Florida drivers. An announcement is scheduled for 11 this morning at the National Museum of Naval Aviation. It appears Alabama's Avery Johnson has coached his last game at the school. AL.com reports the two sides are negotiating a buyout that would end Johnson's tenure in Tuscaloosa. Wednesday, the Crimson Tide lost to Norfolk State at home in the first round of the NIT. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
3 upsets on the first day of March Madness, as Jessica Taloney just told you. Avery Johnson out at Alabama, and Ichiro Suzuki says goodbye. It's 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. March Madness officially began yesterday with all 4 SEC teams that took the court winning their first-round games. Auburn escaped a round-one upset from 12-seed New Mexico State, with the Tigers winning 78-77 to move into the second round. Down by 2 points, New Mexico State missed a 3-pointer with 1 second remaining, but Auburn's Bryce Brown was called for a foul. The Aggies' Terrell Brown only made 1 of the 3 free-throw attempts, but the ball went out of bounds off of Auburn. With 1 more second left, New Mexico State missed another 3-pointer, and Auburn escaped with the win. The Tigers will move into the second round and play Kansas tomorrow night after the 4th-seeded Jayhawks crushed number 13-seed Northeastern 87-53. Tip-off supposed to be right around 8:40 tomorrow night. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the other SEC first-round games, number 3-seed LSU survived a late rally from number 14-seed Yale to win 79-74. 10th-seeded Florida upset 7th-seeded Nevada 70-61. And 2-seed Kentucky easily dispatched 15-seed Abilene Christian 79-44. In some other games, Richard Pitino's 10th-seeded Minnesota Gophers upset his father's former team, number 7-seed Louisville, 86-76. 12th-seeded Murray State crushed number 5-seed Marquette, 83-64. Top 5 NBA draft prospect Ja Morant had a triple-double with 17 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds. And former Fairhope Pirate Tevin Brown hit 5 three-pointers and led the Racers with 19 points. Also, number 4-seed Florida State beat number 13-seed Vermont 76-69. Today, the action gets started at 11:15 this morning when number 7-seed Cincinnati plays 10-seed Iowa. 3 SEC teams will be in action. 8-seed Ole Miss takes on 9-seed Oklahoma at 11:40 this morning. Rebels are favored by 1 point. 2-seed Tennessee plays 15-seed Colgate at 1:45 this afternoon. Vols are favored by 17.5. And number 5-seed Mississippi State will play 12-seed Liberty at 6:30 tonight. The Bulldogs are favored by 6.5 points. Avery Johnson out at Alabama. AL.com reported last night that the Tide men's basketball coach and the university are negotiating a buyout for Johnson's contract, and they will be parting ways. Alabama's season ended with an 18-16 record on Wednesday in a first-round NIT loss to Norfolk State. And in baseball news, the Oakland Athletics and Seattle Mariners started the MLB regular season with a 2-game series in Tokyo, Japan. Seattle won both games, and yesterday Mariners outfielder Ichiro Suzuki played in the 2,653rd and final game of his MLB career. Ichiro was pulled in the 8th inning and left the field for the final time to a lengthy standing ovation from fans and teammates in his home country. 6:54, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, wrapping up an accident at West Road at Cottage Hill Road. That's just west of Norwood. State troopers on the scene of an accident at Seminole Road, just south of County Road 61, the Perdido area. It's in Baldwin County, a car versus a hog. Also, another accident, Sharpless and Lot, that's involving three vehicles. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. See them at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, we appreciate it. Kane, 656 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's check these Friday news headlines out with Kelly Finley.
Car and hog. I haven't heard that headline
Watch
together.
Watch out for the hogs.
Just kind of got hungry at that very moment. Okay, sorry.
Bacon. I love bacon. There's a few more steps before that hog becomes bacon.
Or moons over my hammy. Yes. I used to order that at Denny's, like, back in the day. Okay, I'm going to get you to your headlines because I have a very small window here to tell you about this. All right, so the recall that we're talking about, you've probably seen it on the news headlines. I'm going to give you a little bit more information. So Tyson Food, you know that, is they're recalling approximately 69,093 pounds of frozen, ready-to-eat chicken strip products, which may be contaminated with extraneous materials. Specifically pieces of metal.
Yikes.
Yeah. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, they made this announcement yesterday, but here's what you need to know, because you're probably wondering, well which brand? Oh, we know the brand, but which type?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have kids, you have spouses, you have people who like to eat. All right. Here's what you need to know. Tyson fully cooked buffalo-style chicken strips, chicken breast strip fritters with rib meat and buffalo style sauce.
That's my jam there.
Right. Uh-oh. Look for the best if used by November 30th, 2019. Okay. Look for that. Do not eat that. There's an establishment number, P7221, on the back of this product. Do not eat this. Again, we're telling you that there's extra pieces of metal in this material. They say that there's been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of this product. If you are concerned about injury or illness, go ahead and go see the doctor. I'm going to save you a trip, though. Just don't eat it. If you haven't thus far, check your freezer. That's important to know. So you're going to see all the headlines about that, but you wanted to know the name. Fully cooked buffalo-style chicken strips, chicken breast strip fritters with rib meat and buffalo-style sauce. Let's talk about some winnings, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There is this thing called the lottery.
I've heard of it.
We don't play it here. Well, we can't play it here.
Nope.
But we cross state lines. $625 million, Dalton. Powerball fever. This would be the seventh largest prize in U.S. history if you hit it. Cash option for Saturday's drawing, $380.6 million.
I'll take it. Deal.
Let's go. Let's do a company pool.
Okay.
The two of us. We win. We out. Just kidding. We love our coworkers. We'd bring you in too.
Sure.
Just so you know, just keeping you with a winning Friday type of moment. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
That's a lot of money. We got a lot of news and sports coming up. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.